The legalization of marijuana this spring in New York is paving the way for a variety of new business opportunities, including for companies already operating in the medical marijuana space in the state. And that includes Vireo Health, which is planning to grow its operation in Fulton County with a $1.3 million investment in 97 acres of property adjacent to their existing growing and production facilities, according to reporting by the Daily Gazette. For more on the international company's future in New York, we're joined by Dr. Kyle Kingsley, CEO and chairman of Vireo Health. Welcome to the show, doctor.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm great. We really appreciate you making the time. So for context, what did the Vireo Health presence in New York consist of prior to the legalization of recreational marijuana this spring?
Yeah, we're very proud. You know, we were one of the initial five operators in the medical program in the state of New York, dating all the way back to 2015. And so we have a fairly sizable, approximately 60,000 square foot cultivation and manufacturing facility in Fulton County. And we also have four dispensaries. One is in Queens, one is in Westchester, one in Johnson City, and then the last in the Albany area. And, you know, just very pleased with sort of the traction that we've got over time. It's been an honor to serve patients of New York over the last 5 years. I should point out also that we have a very substantial home delivery program in the five boroughs that's centered in our Queens dispensary. So we've been in New York for quite a while, and we're very excited to see the program move ahead.
So while the headlines about the Marijuana Regulation and Taxation Act are almost exclusively about the legalization of recreational marijuana, the bill also deals with medical marijuana consumption, including allowing the legal sale of cannabis flower for medical consumers. From your perspective, what are the ramifications of this law on your medical marijuana business, and how much of the future is still kind of up in the air due to pending regulations that we still need to see crafted?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of uncertainty, but New York is in a good position in that they have these existing 10 medical operators and their infrastructure. I do get a little bit nervous about pending shortages, given the relatively limited size of the existing 10 operators. And so I get nervous as you sort of open the faucet here and have much more substantially augmented access for folks, that you're going to have pretty significant shortages. So we intend to really meet the needs of New Yorkers, be it for medical, for wellness, for pure adult use applications. We intend to expand our facility in Fulton County and also build four additional dispensaries as allowed under the MRTA.
A deterrent to the existing medical marijuana options in New York is the cost of the product, but the hope is that the new law will make medical products cheaper. And I think part of that factor is the whole flower sale. Do you anticipate a decrease in out-of-pocket costs for consumers? And if so, when do you think that'll start to materialize?
Right off the bat, with whole flower, sort of unprocessed flower, folks are able to access the same amount of medicine for a substantially lower cost. And so the minute that you allow that, be it in the medical program or in the adult use program, you're going to have people that have much lower out-of-pocket costs. So, you know, prior to adult use, we're very excited about just the addition of sort of unground flower to the medical program. I think that's really going to provide some cost savings to people. The other thing is just both the addition of flower to medical and then also the implementation of adult use is going to allow us to really benefit from some economies of scale. So the whole sort of suite of products will decrease in price over time. That does take some time. You know, that'll be several quarters, I think, before we see that. But the addition of flower on day one is really going to drive down the cost for consumers who are able to, you know, access flower instead of some of these more expensive processed products.
When do you anticipate flower will be available to medical customers, or is it already?
We are able to do metered ground flower at this time in the program in New York. There's, you know, pluses and minuses to that, but the undifferentiated unground flower is still, we don't know the timing of that. We're hopeful that that can happen as soon as possible, and we'll be as helpful as we can with our regulators to make that happen. But that'll be quite transformative for a large segment of our medical cannabis patients.
So your growing facility is located in the sparsely populated Fulton County area, but you're reportedly looking at setting up a recreational marijuana spot about 45 minutes down the road in the more densely populated Albany County, where there will be obviously more customers. Are you concerned at all about legal marijuana deserts emerging, like in the communities where, say, your existing workforce might live?
Yeah, that's a very good question. One of the aspects of the MRTA that is pretty compelling is actually our incremental fifth and sixth dispensaries have to be in economically depressed areas. And, you know, that's something we're kind of drawn to just at baseline. You know, we like to put our facilities in areas of economic distress. If you look at our track record nationally and in Fulton County, that's kind of where we put our facilities. For dispensaries, I do like that aspect. You know, we're required under the MRTA to be quite responsible in where these dispensaries go. You know, number 5 and 6 for all 10 of the existing operators are going to be in these economically depressed areas. So I hope that offsets any issues.
In terms of locating future spots, do you have plans to co-locate any of your recreational dispensaries at medical dispensaries, including maybe the 4 locations that you have already?
Yeah, under the existing law, we are able to co-locate 3 of our 8 dispensaries as medical and adult use. So we'll give that some thought here. We're working very hard on optimizing the existing dispensary footprint, including the 2 dispensaries in the economically depressed areas. We haven't made any definitive decisions, given that we don't have our final footprint. You know, we don't have all the regulations around that. We don't have regulatory approval. So we have not made any final decisions on where the adult use dispensaries, the co-located dispensaries will be.
You're listening to the Capital Press Room, and we're talking with Dr. Kyle Kingsley, CEO and chairman of Vireo Health, which operates a medical marijuana growing facility in Fulton County and is poised to enter the recreational marijuana market in New York. As you move into the retail space, do you think you'll have an advantage over new companies getting into New York for the first time? And do you think you'll be able to essentially get up and running faster?
There's definitely advantages to the existing operators. The first mover's advantage is meaningful. But I do want to be clear, this is a very big opportunity, and we're very interested in many people, particularly of diverse backgrounds, participating in this. We're going to actively work on the wholesale side to work with minority entities. So there is a short-term upside, and I think that's both the operators and the people of New York, and that they're going to have earlier access to these products. But over time, this is going to be a pretty egalitarian setup, and I think that it's going to be one of the most diverse industries in the United States. And very excited to see how that rolls out. We're definitely going to play our part to be certain that a lot of folks, a lot of different backgrounds are participating here in New York.
That element you're touching on in terms of who you hire is really a key element, as you say, of the goal for the sponsors of this bill, who really put a premium on businesses that are going to promote social and racial justice. So in addition to hiring, say, people who come from communities that have been hardest hit by the war on drugs, likely people of color, what else do you envision Vireo Health doing to advance those goals?
We do have an amazing track record of hiring folks of diverse backgrounds. So 65% of our workforce is diverse nationally, including minorities, veterans, disabled individuals, and women. So we're very proud of that track record. But I agree, you have to go beyond just sort of your hiring process. And your business process has to reflect an augmented preference for working with companies of diversity, minority-owned businesses. So for us, the way that comes to fruition is preferentially partnering, for example, in the wholesale realm with minority-owned dispensaries, for example. But there are many different paths to work with diverse businesses in New York, and we're really exploring sort of the breadth of opportunities there. But it's very important to us, and it has been for quite some time. So we're not recreating the wheel here. We're kind of doing what we've been doing in other states.
In that same vein, we've heard from racial and social justice advocates about the importance of the makeup of the future Office of Cannabis Management in New York, with a lot of focus on who's going to eventually fill the vacant executive director post, because these jobs are going to be heavily involved in the framework that we're going to see that marijuana will be available in. So what type of candidates do you want to fill those jobs?
Yeah, I look sort of nationally at the makeup of a lot of sort of the regulatory apparatuses in many states. And, I'll be honest, I question whether they reflect the diversity of the community. And so we're very much in favor of, diversification at the helm. And we're interested in people of diverse backgrounds, not only in our business, but also in the regulatory apparatus. And, I'm just a physician, just a business person here, so I don't know how deep I want to go into politics there. But we're very supportive of folks of diverse backgrounds in regulatory roles.
Norman Birenbaum, he's the governor's sort of current marijuana czar, and it's someone we've talked about on this show who has been criticized as being not really in line with the social and racial justice movements when it comes to advancing those causes through legalized marijuana. What do you think of Norman?
Yeah, what I can say is we're going to work effectively and positively with whoever's at the helm. We have a track record of working with our regulators across many states, and we're confident that we're going to be able to optimize the outcome for the consumers of New York, no matter who's at the helm in New York.
We've heard from proponents of marijuana cooperatives who argue that their business model, which is locally owned either by consumers or employees, is the best way forward for localities in terms of not only raising tax revenue, but also investing the most money back into a community and, you know, creating the most economic opportunities for people in that community. What do you think about co-ops, and do you think that Vireo Health and the model that you guys represent is a better option, or do you think they can all coexist and thrive in this future? What do you see?
Yeah, I think that there are a lot of upsides to the co-op model. I think it is pretty compelling for municipalities. I think that there is very much room for, you know, these two types of business models to thrive together and to coexist, but maybe even work together, frankly. We have a lot of infrastructure in New York, and there's always going to be more. That's an interesting opportunity. I do take exception to the idea that we're not giving back to the community. We have amazing union jobs, very high pay scales for our teams, sort of across our footprint. And we work very hard with our local municipalities to, you know, hire locally and be an economic shot in the arm for the municipalities. So I love the co-op model, and very excited to see all these businesses come to fruition over the coming years in New York. It's exciting times.
And as you look to expand your presence in New York, are there any sort of state or local government incentives, whether it's tax breaks, grants, or loans, that you anticipate that you'll be either applying for or lobbying for?
I'm not necessarily lobbying for, but we will work with Fulton County and other local partners to access potential grants or other incentives, tax breaks, as we bring additional jobs and a lot of infrastructure into the county. So that's something we will pursue. We'll see how that pans out, but it's definitely worth taking a look at sort of the local programs.
Why do you think localities should be offering incentives for companies to get into the marijuana business? Presumably, companies, you know, in New York and all over the country will be really itching to get in here. So is there a reason why localities should make it even easier for them to enter if there is such demand for this market?
The biggest thing is we're talking about very legitimate jobs. And if you look at where we are in Fulton County, there's been a relative lack of opportunity there. And so I think it makes sense for local communities to do reasonable incentives for entities to come in and bring a lot of jobs.
Do you think they wouldn't come without incentives?
I think that there's a lot of options, a lot of very affordable options for where businesses can, you know, hang up a shingle. But generally speaking, we have not accessed incentives to date in New York. But you know, we have an open mind to this and are willing to talk with our local partners to see what's available.
And finally, I don't know if you're a betting man, but do you have any sense of when you think a New Yorker will be able to purchase, you know, a recreational product from a Vireo Health dispensary in the future?
Yeah, you know, we're hearing potentially summer of next year or fall. And, you know, we're going to work very hard with the regulatory apparatus, you know, be helpful as we can to really accelerate that. You know, it really behooves the state to start generating tax revenue and get people access. Yeah, it really just comes down to the regulation formulation process, and we'll be as helpful as we can to accelerate that.
Well, we've been speaking with Dr. Kyle Kingsley. He's the CEO and chairman of Vireo Health. Doctor, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Support for the Capital Press Room is provided by the New York State AFL-CIO, a federation of 3,000 unions fighting for working people by keeping New York State union strong. UnionStrongNY.com for more information.